This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Happy Monday, a very atypical week to say the least. I'm Larry Richard. It's the last day of Hanukkah, 3 days before Christmas, and a new year just around the corner. And every Monday at this time, we check in with our resident political analyst who's not a resident today. He's on the road, Lenny McAllister, but you can see him on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our KDK Radio YouTube page. Good morning, Lenny. How are you?
Good morning. Happy holidays, everybody out there, including everybody up there in Pittsburgh.
So normally we kind of dissect what's transpired over the past week and weekend, and there's always plenty to talk about. One of the issues is that our elected officials in Washington have left for the year, and we did not get a real comprehensive settlement on health care issues that were so important to so many. And when will they go back to work?
Let's see what the Speaker of the House wants to do. Again, we still have politically volatile issues out there, including the Epstein files, which was, you know, the latest big issue that came out last week. So what we're likely to see is that there's going to be some angst, not only with the everyday American and consumers, but it's going to have an impact probably on the economy, because as we saw with the economic numbers that came out last week, those weren't good. But if people are less inclined to spend because they have to spend more on healthcare, those people that were looking for those subsidies to help out with the Obamacare premiums, they're going to have a greater issue going into January. And subsequent to that, we're going to probably see some lawmakers come back and push for more solutions. We already saw some Republicans basically leave the Republican brood and vote with the Democrats. They actually had four, including two, I believe at least one from Pennsylvania, if not two, from the eastern part of the state, sign a discharge petition in order to vote on the subsidies. It just didn't go through.
All right. That said, over the weekend, it was kind of bizarre to me that J.D. Vance said something that
the United States of America, you don't have to apologize for being white anymore.
Where is that coming from?
That's coming from the nativist movement that's coming from within the MAGA movement that's been there for a while. This is the same thing that pushes a lot of the ICE movement. This is the same thing that pushes a lot of the rhetoric that we've been seeing pushing back against DEI. Now, again, it's very interesting that he would also release a statement, a written statement, basically pushing back on people such as Nick Fuentes and other influencers that have been coming after J.D. Vance because of his Indian American wife. So you have a vice president that's already, unfortunately, running for president in 2028, and we're 3 years away from that, that is trying to play both sides of the fence, trying to gin up the very voters, some of the voters that came out in 2024 to get Donald Trump reelected, while at the same exact time, also while at the Turning Point America conference, try to have a unifying message. And I don't know if that's going to work per se, because right now, the branding of the nativist movement, some of it that is very, very much xenophobic, has been baked into the MAGA cake in regards to the branding and the public rhetoric that's been out there for several months, if not years now.
Clearly, they did not consider how offensive that may be to a lot of people, and certainly maybe a majority of white people. When did white people have to apologize for being white, and why would he say that now?
Because he's speaking to a plurality, Larry. He's speaking to specifically the MAGA plurality. He's not speaking to the average everyday American that is looking at grocery prices and saying, you know, inflation's still not better. It's not as bad as it was in 2022 at 9% or 8.8%, but it's not down to under 2%. It did come out at like a 2.7 with a report this past week, which was better than what they expected. Still not the relief that Americans want. He's not speaking to the Americans that are looking at the job reports and saying, we lost 100,000 jobs just 2 months ago, and three out of the last 6 months, the American economy has lost jobs, not gained jobs. In fact, we probably have only averaged about, over the last 6 months, 34,000 jobs added per month over the last 6 months. And ever since Liberation Day in April, this economy, is in regards to job creation, has come to a halt. We're not talking about those cultural issues, the economy. We're talking about cultural issues that pushed Donald Trump over the top with the 18 to 30-year-old white male that came out, that usually doesn't vote, that came out to vote in 2024. The very voters that Charlie Kirk, the late Charlie Kirk, and others influenced into the 2024 election. He's speaking specifically to them. So in regards to that voter, that's red meat. It may not be red meat for everyday voters, everyday Americans, everyday consumers that are looking for the economic relief that just did not come in 2025.
Just curious why now they have to understand that that would be highly offensive to a lot of people, especially minorities, obviously, who feel like they have lost traction, certainly in the past year. But to your point, his wife is an Indian American. So I don't understand the thought process there, even though he's catering to, I understand what you're saying, but it makes no sense to say those kind of inflammatory things, especially around the holidays when they have so many other issues to deal with.
Very true, Larry, but at the same exact time, Turning Point in fiscal year 2024 raised over $80 million. That's a lot of highbrow, high-stakes donors to talk to. That's a lot of motivated young voters that generally were not in the system before in 2020, in 2016. And let's not forget, between that high stakes money and those newly motivated voters, you have a midterm election that is not going the Republican way when it comes to the economy, when it comes to Ukraine, when it comes to Israel, when it comes to domestic strife. They need to make sure that that voter comes out to mitigate losses in 2026. And on top of that, you had J.D. Vance trying to coalesce endorsements for a presidential run 3 years down the road. All of that comes into play when it comes to speaking to a very siloed audience. And he wasn't speaking to you and me per se, Larry. He was speaking to that audience to make sure they're behind him going into 2026, and the MAGA movement is energized, particularly the young voter, going into midterms next year.
All right, that said, the president spoke to the nation last week from the White House, went to dissect some of the things that he discussed there with you, and also, you know, this whole thing of what's going on in Venezuela, where we are, what other countries are saying the American Navy and Coast Guard are doing is piracy. And so there's plenty to discuss with Lenny McAllister on the Big K Morning Show. Rush from our newsroom is in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
What's trending, T?
Do you remember any like specific Christmas gifts that you received over the years?
Sure. Yeah, how about you?
I do. But I would never imagine a 20% tax increase for the city.
Oh,
what a Christmas.
Pittsburgh City Council worked over the weekend.
Yes. I just talked to Barb Warwick, Councilwoman Barb Warwick, and I mean, she proposed a 30%. I said, you initially proposed a 30% tax increase, but you settled for a 20% tax increase. And she said, you know, you go high and you aim for high in hopes that, you know, you come with something in between, you know, and it's just something that they had to do. And she said she wanted the new administration to come in being able to have some wiggle room. Being that, you know, the budget was so slim and thin that she wanted the O'Connor administration to have some wiggle room. I mean, the taxpayers, of course, are not happy with that. But she said there's programs she wanted people to know. She wanted me to let, you know, the residents of the city of Pittsburgh know that there are programs and things that they can help pay for that 20% income for people who are, you know, in a certain income bracket. But, you know, the average median, what they go by is $100,000. But I think she said the medium home value is like $77,000. But they kind of go according to like $100,000 is where they play off of. But
so you had Pittsburgh School Board vote on their budget last week.
Yep.
And there is an increase there.
That's correct.
And now the city, for the city proper, increase of 20% there. Mm-hmm. People in the city are probably feeling like, where are we going? Because, keep in mind, Corey O'Connor is the Allegheny County Comptroller. That's obviously going to change. But in that role, his job was all about numbers. And that's kind of the third of the three branches of even city government or county government is an watchdog, overseer of the finances. So it'll be interesting to get his take on the new budget because he's going to have to implement if Mayor Ganey signs it.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, you got to play, but it's like Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, what a Christmas. What an outgoing 2025 and an incoming 2026 for a city of Pittsburgh residents. It's interesting. It's something that, I mean, if you hear them, it's something that they absolutely had to do. But, I mean, I was listening to council meeting yesterday where people were saying that this was something that was in place. This was going on. It was just kicking the can down the road year after year. It isn't something that just came about under the Ganey administration.
This has been talked about for a long time.
Yeah, so.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're losing income from the lack of their ability for commercial real estate, too.
Correct.
They've lost a lot of that revenue. So.
Right. So, and then she brought back up the Stop the Violence money where they pulled $5 million from that, but they said they had enough monies for 2025 so that they were able to pull $5 million from that. So that's going to be, excuse me, that's going to be interesting moving forward. But that's something that they had to do. I said, why not pull from other departments instead of taking from the Stop the Violence monies, where you have protests and rallies and so forth and so on going on month after month after month in from groups and organizations that are saying that that's needed. You know, you look around and, you know, crime has gone down. Why are we doing this? So that's another thing, that's another part of the equation.
You got any good news trending?
I mean, that's what's trending. I mean, Christmas is, Christmas is coming
for a lot of people.
Absolutely. Christmas is coming for a lot of people early.
Yeah.
And not on the 25th.
Thank you, T.
You're welcome.
If I don't see you,
Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'll see you on the back end in 2026.
To Myra Rush.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It is the Big K Morning Show, and every Monday on our 8 o'clock hour, we welcome our resident political analyst, Lenny McAllister, who is kind enough to join us on his holiday vacation. And you can see him on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our KDK Radio YouTube page. So you get a little break. You've had a long year, my friend.
It has been a very involved, interesting, and very very blessed year. And I can tell you this much, Larry. Number one, I see you enjoying bagels. I see you did bagels without me being there. Thank you very much. And number two, I'll do a touche to you. It's definitely not 22 degrees where I am right now. Maybe 22 degrees Celsius, but definitely not Fahrenheit.
Well, I'm glad you get a little break, and I especially appreciate your willingness to still do this with us. So that said, when you talk about politics, a lot of people are going to avoid that subject at gatherings here for the next 2 weeks. And I get that 100%. A lot of people are burned out on it, but a lot of people are burned up about what's going on. We had talked last half hour about the vice president saying no longer do we have to apologize for being white, which is incendiary to a lot of people. That said, I also want to ask you about President Trump's address to the nation, which also was incendiary in many ways. And then the part that I think a lot of people just right now, there are opportunities to unite people, but the choices made are to create a greater divisiveness, at very least in Washington, where they went home for the holidays without health care being really settled. And so what was your takeaway from the president's speech last week?
Well, let's go with that first. You brought up two things. Let's go with that first. I mean, Wednesday night was a pump fake. Many, many people expected him to announce some type of news on Venezuela and what was going on in South America. And instead, the president got up there and basically touted his view of how 2025 went economically and internationally and the like. Part of this, and people may overlook this, the word affordability has been one that was used by Zarani up in New York, helped him win that election from being an also-ran unknown state senator to beating a former governor of the state of New York in that New York City mayor's race. Affordability helped the Democrats win a couple of special elections. Affordability has become the political word of the year. Donald Trump went from trying to ignore the word affordability to trying to embrace it as his own, especially after the economic numbers came out earlier in the week that showed that the jobs economy is going in the wrong direction, unemployment's going back up, inflation slowly coming down, but not the way that he promised this time last year. So he needed to get his arms around that and try to reshape the narrative in regards to where we are going domestically. People thought this was going to be a geopolitical speech on Wednesday night. He tried to shape the narrative in regards to where we're going domestically and economically. The truth is, the poll numbers are ones that are against him, which means that he will be on the ballot in 2026, proverbially speaking, which is not a good thing. You could re-gerrymander the map in states such as Texas. But let's not forget, Indiana already pushed back, and that's a red state. So if you have Republicans pushing back, Republicans that are now, you know, leaving the brood, if you will, and pushing back against the president, and you have midterm voters, those independent voters that were going for Trump in 16 and 24, likely not going for Trump and the Republicans in 2026, there's an electoral problem that the Republicans are taking in and facing a headwind on that they're trying to get their arms around as we go into 2026. Again, Larry, especially since those subsidies were not extended by the Republicans, and you have the Democrats and some Republicans trying to extend those subsidies and still did not pass.
All right, that said, we all know the Epstein files. This has been the hot potato politically for a long time. Now that some of the photographs in particular, because to be honest, a lot of people aren't reading what's written. They're just looking at pictures and they're seeing.
And a lot of it's redacted. Bill, a lot of the information is redacted, which is something that's frustrating as well to a lot of people that wanted these files released.
Yeah, so you see Bill Clinton in a hot tub with, you know, the woman who's in prison, who's trying to get out, by the way. But they now the Democrats are accusing the DOJ from redacting anything to do with as many Republicans as possible. And so the redactions are supposed to protect the innocent, meaning young women whose identities would be revealed and that kind of thing. So the political hot potato continues and doesn't seem like anyone's 100% happy.
Let's go back to the second thing you said, because it kind of ties into this, Larry. You have an opportunity, whether it's the holiday season going into 2026 or anything else as far as a common theme, where people in elected positions of power could be coalescing Americans, coalescing Pennsylvanians, coalescing people in different communities. And instead, what you see are continued efforts to divide us based on delineations, whether it's, you know, you're no longer having to be ashamed of being white to the Democrats ruin this economy. The Democrats are the ones that were with Epstein. I had nothing to do with the fill in the blank type of egregious behavior. You're seeing the president who this is a feature, not a bug of his. Double down, triple down, quadruple down on that level of divisiveness, whether it's Wednesday night and what he said about the economy. I inherited a mess, even though after April 2nd, it was Trump's economy, all the way through to the release of these Epstein files and trying to basically pin this on Bill Clinton, pin this on Democrats and redact as much as possible, even though we know that Trump and Epstein had a years-long relationship that the White House and many within the MAGA movement still do not want fully fleshed out. And that's leading to frustrations, not only with the everyday American per se that's following this, but even some within the MAGA movement where the Epstein files was an issue for an extended period of time and they're not getting the satisfaction they feel like they deserve. And which has also led to, and this is something that's flown underneath the radar, Larry, the number two in the FBI, Dan Bongino, the guy that took over for Rush Limbaugh when Rush Limbaugh passed away, he went to the FBI. He was the number two in command. He handed in his resignation. He is leaving the FBI. And a lot of it is due to these type of frustrations that he's personally had with how the DOJ and the Trump administration have been dealing with these files and other things coming out of this administration in 25.
Well, before you go, on the verge of war with Venezuela, South American country, unprecedented what's going on, and the push now beyond the attacks on the alleged drug boats, it's now oil tankers. And
yes,
it's not off the table to send troops in.
And what we have to keep in mind is not that we fear losing a war to Venezuela. It's we fear the Chinese and the Russians continuously taking a heightened interest in South America. That's what you're seeing with these continued attacks. You now see the Chinese and the Russians communicating more with Maduro, sending more resources, threatening to send even more from here, doing surveillance. You're starting to now get two powers that we don't want from Eastern Europe and Asia now being involved in South America. This was something in regards to our influence in the Western Hemisphere for decades, we didn't have to worry about. People forget this was the whole reason why we had the Cuban Missile Crisis. People think, well, it's because we have missiles 90 miles away from our shores. We also had missiles 90 miles away, roughly, in Turkey from the Soviet Union at one point in time. That was how the Cold War was played. But after that, we didn't have to worry about any type of communist influence in the Western Hemisphere. And with our continued attacks in Venezuela, we're risking that now with an autocrat in Russia and the communist regime in China. This is what we need to focus on, not just Russian oil tankers from Venezuela or drug boats.
Try to detach while you're on vacation from all of this and just enjoy your family. And I highly recommend people not have political talk at dinner when gathered with family and friends. Lenny, thank you.
Thank you so much, Larry. I got one on the right and one on the left. It's going to be a very interesting dinner with my boys in particular. So we'll find out. I'll let you know how that turns out.
You got it. Appreciate it. Lenny McAllister, Happy New Year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.